We end today's program with a short spelling lesson. It's K-Y-I-V, not K-I-E-V. That's how Ukraine wants you to spell the name of its capital city. U.S. officials have agreed to make the switch away from the old Soviet and Russian spelling. Oksana Horbach is with Stratcom Ukraine, the NGO that's been pushing for this to happen. Oksana, let's do this right. What's the correct way to pronounce Ukraine's capital?
It's Kyiv.
Kyiv.
Right. I totally understand it's the difficult way to pronounce the name of our capital. But, you know, that's how we self-identify ourselves. So
yeah, I mean, it's important. Yeah. So where did the push for Kyiv, not Kiev, come from?
It was, you know, continuously going on for the past 10 years, at least. Until last year, when we've been approached by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine and requested to help them with the communication of this campaign that they wanted to launch to make sure that, you know, globally people are using the correct name for our Ukrainian capital and pronounce it correctly.
So social media and a hashtag turned out to be more effective than any kind of press release.
Yes, social media made the trick.
There's political overtones to this too, though, isn't it? I mean, it's Ukraine's trying to reassert itself and say, no, this is the right transliteration. These are the right letters, K-Y-I-V, not the Russian.
The relationship between our countries right now are not easy. It's complicated because of the military conflict that is going on in the east of our country. You know, we feel that a lot of emotions related to that military conflict were imposed on our campaign. However, the idea behind the campaign goes back to like 25 years ago when we became independent, and as the desire for self-identification and correct visibility became something that is very important for us Ukrainians.
Oksana Horbach, the director of the NGO Stratcom Ukraine, one of the leaders behind the push to globally recognize the correct spelling of the Ukrainian capital. We should say that the world's newsroom uses Kyiv, not Kiev.